Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Robert gave me a piece of slang I'd never heard before. He says, Dad, you're dripping.
Yeah.
And I said,
I like that. And you're dripping.
Did you look at your insulin?
And I thought I checked for wounds.
Oh, well, some strict rules are going to be enforced. For starters, sex is banned. Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like Leesburg.
Unless you're married,
that's right.
Extramarital
sometimes
sex.
Not even then, Mike.
It's a crime. It's banned in Leesburg, Virginia, also.
Yes. And I said, Mom, the bank's closed. Talk to me in 2023.
We've already expended all our gift budget for this calendar year.
I said,
year.
Look at this kitchen.
Can't she take some of the money from the checks that you give her at Christmas?
No, I said, this is what I said. My sister's coming on.
Good call back, Mike.
my sister's alleging she's coming in mid-July. I said, shake the money tree when Tati gets
there. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. What's up, guys?
How's everybody?
Good.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Let me turn that hard rock theme down. Yep. You know, when I played
it
and you guys hear it, then I kind of get the vibe that it's that I can live with for a while. It's not that any of them are great.
I don't know. Like, it's pretty good.
I like this.
Not bad for electric drums.
And we're talking to a guy who knows electric drums.
I mean, he played them.
Yes.
I hate them. I mean, really, I wish I could just wail on regular skins in here. Piss my neighbors off.
But why couldn't you?
Not sure it would be met with favor when you live in a
favor.
little ticky-tacky community. You know what I mean? Jelly bean.
What would happen really is your neighbor tough. Would say, excuse me, Mr. O'Mara, your recent musical endeavors are not met with favor.
No drumming after 9 p.m.
Or
I don't think there's anybody in this neighborhood that would sound like that.
Really?
I don't think it would happen. I don't think there's anybody in the neighborhood that would be, you know, have
all
a
right,
British
if
accent.
They're older, they wouldn't hear, really.
They're not older.
Oh.
The guy here, right here, the guy right here,
to
close
right.
to where it would be, would be in his 30s.
Oh, really?
He must maybe be, 40s.
He must be doing
maybe.
Well for himself.
Yes.
Is he an IB, like a, what is he, a national banker?
IB? Is that what you call them? Yeah, international bank?
Construction.
Oh.
Really?
So would it be lay off drums? Lay off now.
Or is he building high-end
why do
pools?
You now, why do you give him a southern accent?
I'm just trying to think of getting the tenor of your neighborhood. You won't. Well, it's
wealthy.
Not a
my neighborhood is just
wealthy
a bunch of people.
And white.
It's... Well, is why, that, you is say, that not, why I, right out why right out of the gate do you start
do you
with this? It's wealthy and white.
Is
it's
your
not,
neighbor white?
It's not exclusively white.
Okay,
in
to
this
the left
neighborhood.
And right of you, are they white?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see. Rest my case.
Not across the street.
Okay, do you know their names?
Yeah.
Well, who is it?
I'm not mentioning names. I'm not mentioning what's wrong with you?
He's keyed up.
I'm just messing with you, Mike. It's Tuesday.
He's all keyed up. It's an awesome
Tuesday.
Yellowstone Tuesday, where we give away a Stetson every hour.
Anyway, I'm trying. To get
Mike, I am back. Shannon and I watched. I said, Shannon, if you'd like, I'd like to go back and refresh my Yellowstone.
Knowledge. You back into it?
I would like to start from the beginning. And I've watched the majority of seasons up to like first couple episodes of four, right?
Right.
Four seasons.
So you watched it and then just, you didn't binge it. You just watched it over a long period of time.
Yes. I'm rewatching with my wife.
Oh, so we're probably about tied because I think I'm at episode four of season one.
No, not tied. We're on episode eight of season two.
Oh, so you really, wow, yeah. You're really putting the metal to
and let me tell
let me say hi to St. Peter's Village, Pennsylvania, Marfa, Texas, Haifa, Israel, Gig Harbor, Washington, Istanbul, Turkey, and Milan, Italy.
Thank you.
Didn't you have Milan, Italy last week?
No, we had Pisa, Italy before.
These we had San Juan, Puerto Rico last week.
These are little nods to my daughter, Julia, who will be home on Thursday. She's
permanently back from her semester?
Yeah, it's been a month. Can you believe it?
It's a fast summer.
It's
traveling very fast. Well, crazy. I'm glad you're watching Yellowstone. And
well, I'm refreshing. And then we both wore cowboy shirts today. Maybe we'll wear cowboy hats.
But you watched it, and you're just watching it again.
Yeah, but
to share it with my wife.
But it's been on for years, right?
Since 2018.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, if he started watching it 4 years ago, you probably want to see that groundwork again.
Well, you know, I'm a fickle mistress when it comes to my television viewing, and since you brought it up, I'll dive right into TV because I like to give people my recommendations because with Yellowstone, I was late to the party. Oscar had mentioned it, and then a few people recommended over the years. People have recommended it all the time to me, and then I just got completely, hopelessly addicted to what is the most downloaded show on television. More people watch that than any other show that's out there, so that's pretty cool. I have a new lady. Well, it's a new dude. It's a new dude, and the dude's name is Jeff Bridges.
Oh!
And the show is called The Old Man, and my God, I woke my wife up. Hulu.
Hulu, right? Yeah. I saw a commercial
or FX.
I think
they cross-pollinate, so I'm
find
not
out.
Sure.
My dad started watching it this weekend, too, and he said you need to watch this program. I said,
did he really? HBS liked it, too?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
What's the premise?
If it would be best if it starred Gary Oldman, because then it would be Oldman is Oldman.
And he could do dialects.
Yes, he could.
By the way, my favorite dialect from Gary Oldman would be Dracula. The creatures of the night. What beautiful music they make. Oscar, Rob.
It is Hulu.
Tony.
It is Hulu.
Listeners.
Hulu.
I read, you know, online things get really amazing buzz fast.
Yes.
Then again, you get something that really kind of pops and really explodes to the point where you just have to take notice. And we had watched, we were the TV viewers last night, extraordinaire, because Carla picked a show to watch and I sat through two seasons of it. and I'm not sure I'm going to do it again. Although it's not horrible, it was not my cup of tea.
What is it?
It was called Candy, about a Texas murder. A lady down in Texas.
Did you think it was actually, when you agreed to watch it, did you think it was actually about candy?
No, I did not. No, that like peanut butter cups? No, I did not.
This is how they make Tootsie Rolls.
It would have been lovely.
I'd watch that.
It would have been lovely if that was the case. But no, that is not the way it went. I am going to tell you something. You know, being on the cusp of 1 year older, feeling like I identify. You had a refreshing weekend, didn't you?
Well, it was good.
Okay, good. Happy for you. Anyway, I will tell you that...
Why can't you be happy for him?
When he's when he puts his giant clams together...
Hey, I wasn't the only one
clapping.
Does
the mocking.
I was going with the crowd.
He's done the mocking applause forever.
That was not a mocking applause.
There's
a difference. This is the difference.
Shut up.
You got sincere. This is a mocking applause.
Slow clap.
It's different. You said that you're about to celebrate another year on this mortal coil, and I went.
It did piss me off, if I'm being honest, that Rob got a chance to see Pinball Paul to get his jukebox souped up this weekend.
Yeah, today is the 12th. Anniversary of my jukebox's forever home.
And then as soon as he told me that, I said, well, at least he did something for the show this weekend. Not at all.
He's all over Facebook talking about it. And then he puts a thing about waiting for his MRI.
Yeah.
For those of us that are friends of his that care whether he got it.
Yeah.
And then he just
nothing.
Nothing. Because that's the way he rolls. Say, I'm gonna put something up about waiting for my MRI. Should happen today. Nothing.
What?
And I wasn't going to text you again. It happened, but you didn't tell anybody. You told people you were waiting for it to happen, and you indicated in your post that it might not happen. again. Well, and then you went away.
I was pretty sure it was going to happen because I had confirmed all the way
through.
Well,
then if you're going to share that you're thinking it might happen, then why don't you share when it did happen?
Because I was just, then I wasn't in the waiting room anymore. Then I wasn't bored.
So, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. I look forward to it. But I'm going to tell you right now that I got so pumped up with the quality of television production now. Obviously, they've talked about it for years, is superior, if not equal, to major motion pictures. It just is. And so when a show can rise to the ranks of a Yellowstone, it's just exciting. And to know that there's more content out there is great. And so on social media, it really popped this show, The Old Man. I'm like, Jeff Bridges, you know, the last time we were with Jeff Bridges, it was kind of like me doing the impression where, you know, hello there, it's going around here. I'm going to get there. But I have to say, oh my God. I mean, you thought.
He's good.
Maybe Jeff Bridges is an actor. God bless him. Would you be surprised if a news story came out tomorrow that said, hey, he's retired from acting. You'll not see him again. I'd be like, okay, I get it. To see him in this kind of role is nothing short of fabulous. What's I'm not going to give any role? Spoilers away. The role is, how do I do this without? I'm really going to be careful.
Is he a tough guy of some sort? Up.
He obviously was.
Okay.
In a past life.
Got it.
And he's still got it. Don't play. Nope, we're not doing that now.
Yeah, this
Put
is
it
the
away.
Jeff Bridges I know.
Put it away. We're not doing that. We're not going to do that.
Come is on. Bo still underwater?
Yeah. What's Bo doing?
Yeah, what's
Hello,
Bo?
Hello, brother.
He's still swimming? Yeah, he's still swimming. I love it.
All right, hold on.
Bo is pissed.
Yeah.
Because his big whale brother is not an old man. He said, can you get me a part in Old Man? He says, no, I'm going to the surface. I'm going to make a motion going to make a TV
I'm
show.
I'm going to breach my way back into Hollywood.
Johnny Blowell is going up.
Got it. I got another shot.
The world is mine.
I won't be oil.
Nah, I didn't even know where this is.
You're not going to put me in a lamp?
No.
Yeah. Bo is so mad.
I'm more than blubber.
Yeah, he just.
All right, maybe tomorrow we'll
tomorrow.
Have
him.
Yeah, the bitter Bo Bridges.
I'm not prepared.
Down there eating his krill.
You're on a different. You're right. You're reading from such a different script than I am right now that I can't keep up. Isn't that fun?
So
I do have new music though.
Yes, this is Yellowstone music when you walk into the bar.
Yeah.
So
bar.
That's how. First of all, Oscar, I'll say this to you. If you do not think this is one of the coolest things you've seen
I'm tonight
all year, I will be very tonight. Surprised. It's got John Lithgow in it also.
Oh.
Well, why done. Settle?
Done and done.
And it's John and John Lithgow's done the evil guy.
Oh, John Lithgow. Yeah.
John Lithgow is a badass as
He's
well.
He's good. He's very, very good.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe it so good.
I was just thinking.
I hope it continues to be good because I've only watched one episode.
Well, also, isn't it one of those ones that drops one episode a week? So you can't really binge it.
Think it drops on FX once a week. And I will just tell you that this evening, when Michael goes down to Betty By Time, we are going to watch that episode. I will watch it with my wife, like Oscar's doing with Yellowstone. And I'd be so interested to know if Shannon likes it, digs it.
Shannon, she is concerned. She said her sensibility may be too delicate.
Yeah.
For how
dudes serious.
Animals. And, you know, they're very graphic.
They don't shy away from births.
Well,
Kevin Costner says it's the equivalent of the modern West, but their family is murder
incorporated.
It's
Game of Thrones in the modern, like,
it, 100%, in Yellowstone. Which makes it, that's what I makes it so spectacular. Yeah, but I, you know, Carla looks in periodically and it's like, oh, like all that, you know.
I think she's making an effort because she knew that I wanted a refresher. But I'll tell you, when we're done watching it, I'm not just going to bed. Like, I want to go and I want to jump on a horse.
Fix a fence.
Yeah. I want to do something manly.
You have to download. You have to download. Yeah. And that's what I was last night. I got to sleep at midnight because I was wound up about watching this show.
Like, I want to find the lost cattle, you know?
Yellowstone. If you haven't watched them. Now, Are they guys' films? Yeah, because the one that Carla liked, which was Candy, featuring my favorite actress, Melanie Lynskey.
Oh, I don't know this Melanie Lynskey.
Melanie Lynskey was in Yellow Jackets, and Melanie Lynskey pouted and shrugged her way through Yellow Jackets, and now she's pouting and shrugging her way through this film.
Let me look her
up. But Melanie Lynskey it's all flashbacks because Melanie Lynskey is the big victim in this.
She's from New Zealand. Did you know that?
No, don't care. Don't care for Melanie Lynskey. Just no, didn't like any.
She has a pouty face. Like,
just it's always the same. It's always that like it was last time. But if you watch that, yeah, fine. But please, run, don't walk, to the old man.
The old man.
I relate. I love the fact that old men are doing movies like that. Speaking of old men, if you didn't hear it, I saw it today because I have his email alerts, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but Sir Nick Faldo will be retiring from the broadcast booth and will no longer be the color commentary with Jim Nance on CBS. Yeah.
Is he going
he's
to
packing
the,
it in.
He's not going to the new place?
No, he's not going to the new place. He is, but you never know, right? That's interesting when you bring that
up. Yeah, the timing
sometimes
is kind of interesting, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be, Jim Nance will retire after the three of us are already dead.
No, don't you know that, you know this, Jim Nance announced his retirement date 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to retire after his 50th Masters.
Yeah, yeah. And how many more before that's his
That was 2 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was not. But anyhow, anywho, really, let's talk about our Father's Day, even though Oscar doesn't know where his children are, but I saved that line till we got in the studio. I was going to text it to him. You know, Oscar, you know, you may have some children that are not acknowledging you, but
definitely
should,
don't
you know?
Have kids. My dad, on the other hand, my father may have another Father's Day celebration in Bolivia. We just don't know about
If one of your children were to present himself, maybe would you hire him at Podville Media?
Well, he already did, but it didn't work out. Yeah. Hello, Adrian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was, just a little guy.
Hi, bud.
I will say that our Father's Day consisted of a Father's Day date night where I got to go out with my wife and we had a babysitter. Our second grandma, Carmen, came to babysit for us, and she was so kind to me that she allowed me to go to the second location. And
that's a pretty good gift.
Yeah, it was where we met a cop and his girlfriend. That was another May-December romance.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, beautiful young woman, chatted with Carla.
So the lady
beautiful
was
woman.
The lady was the May in this one.
Yes.
Okay.
And I chatted with the officer, and I probably remember up until I bummed a cigarette from the manager and went outside and had a cigarette.
Father's Day cigarette.
Do you all just jump in the golf cart and just roll home? How does it even work?
Carla doesn't drink.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's the way we do it. So
I feel like that tiki bar is so close to your house, you could take a golf cart there.
We were down in the other side of town. We were we were down in the south side of town, not the north side. So, and the tiki bar, but I don't have the golf cart here. I have it at Happy Valley
now, so I
couldn't do that if I wanted.
But we could
do an easy. It would be an easy, reasonable walk to the closest watering hole here.
You just brought up something that really hadn't crossed my mind. That's sort of mind blowing.
Yeah,
is that now in my family I will be the designated driver.
Well,
this has never been ever.
You used to recruit interns from our show to pilot you home so you could get loaded at events.
And I would also, I encourage Robert to get his learner's permit because we're going out tonight, son.
Is that legal, though? I think if he had a learner's permit
when he's 16,
you'd be arrested.
I encourage the speed of getting the learners to get the license faster. Once he had the license.
So you're saying your alcoholism was so rampant. You're like, son, please get your license.
Right.
So I can go places and you can pick me up.
No, stay with me.
Oh, stay with you while you're drinking?
Sure. I mean, if it's just
dinner.
Yeah, remember
he'd come to Jimmy's and he'd always leave with his kids.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I would end up getting the Holiday Inn treatment.
Yeah.
That's what I would do more often than not. This was a late night. This was 9:30 golf with my son on Father's Day. I took him out to play golf with him.
So this was Saturday night that you got the cigarette.
Saturday night that, and ooh. Oh no. I mean,
smoked
just
a lot or a little?
No, one. People always get mad at me when they're real smokers. They say, how do you do that? I said, it's what I do. I don't, you know, it'll be another 8 months or something if I ever do that again. By the way, I think you guys know the tell if you see me with those.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's,
run the other way.
Last time was outside of Mad Fox Brewing in Glover Park.
I remember you pausing to light up in the middle of Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, Mike!
When I was almost hit by
come
a car.
Back.
Yeah, but remember,
I've
almost.
I've been told about that.
Just was, almost. That's
The smoking when drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time I had a cigarette. Years ago, I would say maybe at least 10. And I just remember waking up the next morning and being like, oh, like just the taste was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you had more than one, I mean, I didn't, it really wasn't a factor. Although I probably was a little raspy, but not because of the cigarette. It was because I didn't have my breathing machine on that I normally wear at night. And we went to an Italian restaurant that was so good that I'm just not somebody who is a put it in a box person.
Right.
I just don't do that. But the food was so good and it was so plentiful that we both said that. And then we both got home and it was like, oh, no, no, like that. So I fell asleep in the easy chair, which is my move. And then at 5:30 in the morning, I went back into the marital bed.
At least with the easy chair, you don't have heartburn because you're
you're cool.
You're properly like seated.
But I did have the dry throat from just sitting in the easy chair, just going
with the fan above him, just like
with the fan.
Out.
Hey, you were there. Yeah. You know what was happening. We have the most dirty vent in here in this studio. It's terrible.
What did you What did you get to eat that was worthy
tell
of
us about
a,
your food.
A second?
This restaurant, visit.
Buca de Beppo.
This restaurant, no, it was not Beppo.
All the salad and breadsticks you like. Mm.
This had a veal parmesan.
Ooh.
With the veal being a veal chop. And I'm sorry for those pita
what's
people out
chop?
There that don't like the idea of the young cow. But I'll tell you, this thing was to die for. To die for. It was fantastic. It was
the actual
great.
Veal chop, Oscar, came from a cow that was in the show Yellowstone. It was a showbiz.
Yeah, but why do they call it
branded
chop?
By Kevin Costner? I don't know, because it's a chop, like a pork chop or a rib chop.
Yeah, was it bone in?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an amazing.
I just said
cut.
That. Listen
I
to
like,
learn.
I,
no,
learn. I like my
you
chops.
Said,
boneless.
You said chop. I didn't know that.
I said a chop. Yeah, bone in chop. It was bone in.
But that's an amazing
winter's
thing.
Bone.
Yeah,
it was so good. And so I give my even though I felt bad. I give my Father's Day dinner a 10, even though it's like an indication of why the second location is never smart. It's just never smart.
But
to
why
go
does
to
it always seem
location.
So smart at the time?
It just seems so fun. Carla knows this. I don't.
Does she try to tell you at the time?
I've every single time. And 99.9% of the time now, I'll say, hey, we should go in there for a nightcap. And Carla said, no, we're going home.
Yes.
And then I passively get into the car. This was one. She goes, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have an old fashioned. And then, you know,
after
2 hours
wine,
later. Was
it after wine?
Well, yeah. I hate to say this in front of you because I feel guilty that you're going to be pining for.
No, I was pining for the veal, not for the booze.
It wasn't just after wine.
Oh?
Yeah, we had a margarita on the way down there.
Of course. Why not?
Yeah.
Father's Day.
On the way down.
Yeah, it's Florida. You know, just to have a margarita in the car.
Like a to-go cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, go cup. Oh. Got them at
Mike Rhea. Mike comes from that era when drinking and driving was certainly frowned upon, but it
wasn't
illegal.
Driving. I wasn't driving.
That's true, yeah.
I wasn't driving. I'll say that again. And we stopped at Rhea on the way. You know, down to the restaurant.
Wait.
And then we brought him into the restaurant.
You drove through Rhea.
Yeah.
Wait.
Did you have to present your birthday card at Rhea?
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
I've seen people bring in the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
To a restaurant.
Yeah.
Did you bring a jug of margarita into your restaurant?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. No, we brought a cup.
That's a cork.
We brought a styrofoam cup.
Did you keep it low?
No, we told him. We had them in our hand, and we finished them within 1 second. And I said, you can take those away.
Okay.
Now we, and then I had
away.
Is that a trashy move or a classy move? I don't want to judge.
Trashy move.
Okay, yeah. Trashy.
Well, anytime
pure trash.
Styrofoam. Yeah. That's kind of your turn.
Then
right there.
Enjoyed a nice dinner and had one of their margaritas. And then after dinner,
how did it
we
compare?
Went. Theirs was better.
Ooh, really?
It was spicier. It had it was more of a craft cocktail.
More artisanal.
Artisanal, exactly. And then it was over to the bar in the restaurant and then to the second location.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So technically it was even a third location.
I wish I was with you.
You would have had a phenomenal night.
It sounds great.
It was so, the food was so good. It was such a date night, and it was so rare.
Date that night.
Well, really? Leave Carla at home?
Yeah, Carla can just.
Well, she can stay in the car because she still has to drive.
Yeah. Did you not have a good weekend?
No, I just, you live such I don't remember the last time I've been to multiple locations.
Yeah. Yeah, because is that because of the COVID thing? Is that
mass. In fairness, to us, we worked all weekend, but that's our choice. I'm just saying you make it sound like it's you are jumping in a vehicle with a frozen margarita, driving to a restaurant, drinking heavily there, and then driving to another place, drinking heavily there, and then going home and eating leftover Italian sounds great.
Yeah, veal in the recliner.
Great.
It is. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that analysis is spot on because it was great.
How was golf?
It was great
son?
Until the morning. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was
sunny.
I mean,
very
it
bright.
Was, oh. I mean, you could have opened up a vein and really put the liquid IV in my arm in an intravenous form. So it wasn't liquid IV. It was like a real IV.
Yeah.
But I had to take it in that way, and it still wouldn't have worked.
When you drank it, did you feel it sizzle?
It was, wow. But I powered through because it's my day, and there was nothing else.
Any presents?
That was it. Nope. No card, no presents. Oh. It was an understanding. You know, my Father's Day is always kind of chill. But I really enjoyed
your son.
What's that? No,
maybe
no, but calls from, all the kids. So had a lovely call from Elizabeth and I had a lovely text message from Catherine.
Did it arrive in all hours of the day? Was
it was 9:47 PM when she, and I was already in dreamland.
She's West Coast
at that particular time. She's a West Coaster.
True enough.
So that was it. But then, it's just a really sweet, wonderful text, and it's knock on wood, looking like both of them are going to be under my roof again for Thanksgiving, and
that's great.
That's my big present of the year. So that as long as I hear from them, it's very cool. And Oscar reached out to you and me,
yes,
and was very, very nice to say Happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And all in all, it was pretty good. Yours was good. Did you have any of the chillings at
all? It was the bare minimum.
No. You think if you almost lose your pop, you want to make it special.
You would think.
You know?
With both Carrie and Robert house sitting and pet sitting in different locations, you know, there's a lot of people going around. Luckily, I was cleaning out the freezer last week and I noticed, you know, I didn't cook a turkey for Christmas last year, so I still had a frozen turkey in my freezer.
An emergency turkey?
Not an emergency turkey, a badly purchased turkey, because had I known, I wouldn't have bought it.
You had a frozen solid, like real turkey?
Yeah.
Legs and all?
So I thawed it last week, and I roasted the turkey on Saturday, which is lucky, because on Sunday, when Carrie reached out and phoned me on Father's Day, you know, we live in the same house, but she took the trouble to phone, which is nice. And she phoned me, and she said, Happy Father's Day. I said, thank you.
Wait. Where was she?
She's house-sitting for Hank. Which is house with two dogs that needs to have a person.
But she's not sleeping there, is she?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, she stays over?
Yeah, because the dogs
Carmen does the same for our dogs, too. Yeah.
But she said, Happy Father's Day. I said, thank you. She says, would you like me to cook dinner or something?
No.
Did she really say that?
That's a quote.
Or something.
On Sunday.
I now don't allow Carla to say something like that. So the other day she said, we're driving in the car. She said, you know, your birthday's coming up. And she gets the eyebrows up around the forehead, you know, which is like, so I said, don't. Don't. Please. Don't. Yeah. Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to hear about it. Anything you'd like to do is fine. Please don't. Please don't do what Carrie does, which is... So, would you like me to,
so
that is a complete F you.
Yeah, it is, because it's like anything I say is either too much
Right.
Because she hasn't already thought of it. And so that's my baseline. And I had some errands and stuff to do on
Sunday.
So
how do you answer it when you're obviously, you and I are cut out of the same mold when that happens. Your shoulders sag.
A little bit.
You're kind of a little bummed. You ain't going to make a big deal about it because then that'll be a thing.
I told
her. So what do you, how do you respond when she says, do you want me to cook dinner or something?
I said, you know what, Carrie? Got plenty of leftover turkey. Just take it easy. You've been working really hard. And she says, well, I'll come home for dinner. And I said, aces. So,
man,
that was nice of her.
Robert did wish me happy Father's Day when he woke up and then texted me. Very thoughtful gift from my son. He has two tickets to see the Elvis movie this weekend with me.
That's nice.
Which is,
well, that's great. Yeah.
Which
that's
is
the
awesome.
Win.
And then, the, but
that's the win.
The yeah. best thing of all is that Julia put together maybe a text with like maybe 10 photos from starting from when she was a baby to current times and wrote me a beautiful thing.
That's
the
sweet.
Kids delivered.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And so after the leftover turkey, Carrie said, here's a card. And it was a very nice card. And she got me.
Oh, she got you a card?
Yeah. And she got me the shirt and she got
you
me
win.
Something.
Oh, you got a gift.
Yeah. I got something that I have wanted.
Well, hold on now. You're
yeah,
crying
come
like
on.
Well, no.
Yeah, you're
I
throwing
would say,
her. On, yeah. You're robbing her. You're ROBBing
you
her.
The most
she gave you a gift and she gave you a card.
But the most the plurality of the days she spent away or napping. That's still I would like a little attention.
Didn't you get 2 months of like I hope you live, baby? Like, that's a lot of attention.
I didn't get a card or a gift.
Oscar will never get 2 months of I hope he lives.
No. My wife
but,
will celebrate. I hope you die.
Carrie, you can't throw Carrie under the bus. I forgot. She got you that beautiful shirt, and she got you a card. That's okay. That's a gift.
A very thoughtful gift that came is that ever since I was in eighth grade, I wanted a pair of Jeff Spicoli-like Vans shoes, the checkerboard Vans, like from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
And they're back. And I mentioned that in passing. I said, you know what? I never had those when they were popular. I'd like to have them now someday.
Do they make them in your size?
Yes. They actually had to buy 4 pairs. And
no, his feet are smaller now. They're not swollen.
Well, no, the feet don't change. He's 6'3 or 4.
6'2.
So, I mean,
they're size 13. And yeah. Yes, they're wonderful. As a matter of fact, I wore them yesterday and Robert gave me a piece of slang I'd never heard before.
What
he says,
say?
Dad, you're dripping.
Yeah.
And I
said, I like that.
And
you're dripping. And
did you look at your insulin?
And I thought, I checked for wounds. I thought perhaps he meant I was tripping, meaning like, well, only an idiot would wear those shoes.
Yeah.
He says, no, you got a nice shirt on and those shoes.
Drip.
You're dripping.
Like
jewelry. You're dripping. You're fire.
Swag.
So that was
I
good.
Think you had a far superior
day
on
presents.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Carla,
I would have loved to have had my kids at home. That's the one thing.
My dad
where,
got a broken WhatsApp call. And
free.
He said,
it's free.
Son, I'm in the Santa Cruz airport. The connection is bad. I'll call you when I get to Argentina.
But you reached out to him?
Yeah, we had he said that he could barely hear us, but it's Father's Day in the United States. Thank you for calling. No one else called.
Not even your brothers and sisters?
Well, we were early. It was like roughly 9 a.m., and then I quickly texted my brother and sister and said, if you want to catch dad, he's about to jump on a plane to Buenos Aires. Call him now. He's in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
He is living his best life.
Is he really?
Yes.
He's enjoying his life?
My mom said, it's funny because I saw my mother on Father's Day because my mom really helped raise us. Kind of a dad at times, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Surrogate dad.
Yeah, did both jobs. I said to her, because she kept complaining, like there was at least 5 chapters of complaints about my father on Father's Day when he's not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time, this is how I diffuse it and take notes at home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Shannon, did you just hear that? What she said about my dad? We should call my dad and tell him what's what. And my mom would be like, don't call him. Because
that quieted her down a little
yeah,
bit?
And
yeah.
Then, and then
when
then,
she's
then
dissing
she would,
on your dad?
Then she would say, you know, dad was never around for many Father's Days. But she was here today. I said, we should call him. We should call him together and let him know that you wish you missed him. And you wish he was here. So, no. Like, it was so
don't
great.
Want to have the conflict.
It was a great bit.
Yeah. She doesn't want you to know that she's very happy with her life as it is. What are
right.
you playing?
Don't cry
what
for me, Argentina.
Yeah.
It's the great Patti LuPone.
And then she says, what do you think he's doing in Argentina? And then, like, with that, like, hairy eyeball. I'm like, I don't know, Mom. We should call and ask him what he's doing in Argentina.
Yeah, the one person who would know.
No. Don't need. I don't care. Don't know.
She doesn't like the. She doesn't want the conflict.
Yeah, but I gotta hear an earful every third chapter. You know, like
about her, how miserable
on Father's Day and how she was our father and yada yada yada. And I'm like,
as
Mom,
long as
I gotcha.
He's not with an earshot.
Look at this beautiful kitchen. Yeah. This is all I got for you. This is all. That's all we did.
She's enjoying her kitchen that you kids her kitchen. Got for her.
And then she said, "This is what's great, Mike. You know you love your mom, and you have a nice shorthand with her, and you can see each other eye to eye."
Right.
She says,
"Don't use the WhatsApp app. We're fine.
You know, I need blinds for upstairs."
Yes.
And I said, "Mom, the bank's closed. Talk to me in 2023.
We've already expended all our gift budget for this calendar year.
I said,
"Look
at this kitchen.
Can't she take some of the money from the checks that you give her at Christmas?"
No, I said, this is what I said. My sister's coming on.
Good callback, Mike.
My sister's alleging, I found this out because I had to call. She's coming in mid-July. I said, shake the money tree when Tati gets here.
Kind of there for every. Well, it's good. You can be honest with it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I think that's great. That's awesome. Happy. Well, I think the big winner might be Rob Spiewak.
Of course.
Father's Day.
And Pinball Pete came out, took care of your machine. Yep.
Yes. A day of beauty.
I got two techs and a grass-fed steak. So that's not too bad.
Steak is pretty good.
No card.
Yeah.
No card at all.
The turkey was dry, if that helps.
Yeah. Oh, you know. It doesn't. We'll be right back, everybody.
The latest bonus show offers up a smorgasbord of laughs. If you haven't heard it, here's what you missed.
What the actual
I mean, I'm tired of it as well, let's be honest.
Had a couple of glasses of wine last night.
I didn't.
Fairly sure that my dad and mom have done ayahuasca in their own time.
Is that when they decided to hang that picture in the bedroom? That's just,
Rob eats tater tots, only he limits himself to one plate of tater tots a month.
And did you know that the Burger King and the Dairy Queen were actually married? My mom used to make the most wonderful dessert. I don't know if you've ever had it. It's a urinal cake.
I think a Whopper is a treat.
Every TMOS bonus show has zesty comedy flavor seared in and is grilled to perfection. Order up a subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
You clap, I'm going to break your hands. You notice how Shecky puts his joke in, and then my contribution to that promo is the Whopper is a treat. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That
everybody.
Was a James Amato production. I didn't do that. You.
Oh, that's a. They'll be
He's
your,
a Rob
they're your,
Robber.
They're your people. Hey, do you know that I lived. Can I do the commercial, please?
Yes. I don't know. Can you?
You are wound up. You see, he had a great Father's Day. We didn't. Do you know that one of the most important parts of my show prep every day, I'm not going to say that. I say that all the time, and they don't change the thing. I want to tell you about Liquid IV because I would not have made it out on to the golf course with my son on Sunday without my Liquid IV. Hydration is a priority. It helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis. Liquid IV, one stick of it. Liquid IV hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape, which is the one that I used exclusively on Sunday. I was Mr. Grape. I was Goofy Mike Grape. Pina colada, strawberry is also great. It has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology, CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They have donated over 20 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off if you do it this way. You go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, and please use that promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and happy Father's Day to Elon Musk. His daughter is changing her name because she doesn't want to be associated with him.
That's nice.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't know. I read a lot about Elon Musk, and, you know, we all know how rich he is, but I think he's a bit of a handful. She was born male, by the way, and named Xavier Musk, but she turned 18 in April and now wants to be known as Vivian Jenna Wilson, taking the last name of her mother, Justine Wilson. Elon and Justine were married from 2000 to 2008. She listed the reason for wanting the name change as, quote, gender identity and the fact that I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form. No word on whether it's the transgender issue or what the reason is for their relationship being strained. TMZ pointed out that in December of 2020, Elon tweeted, I absolutely support trans, but all these pronouns are an aesthetic nightmare. Now, if you made a comment like that and you have a trans person in your house, that's probably going to be problematic.
You own a business.
Yeah.
I think that's, the name was chosen because it's so close to the Cajun cook Justin Wilson.
Oh, remember him?
He was great with his red suspenders.
Oh, there you go. I'll make that Ooh. Right now. There we are. Ooh, that's yeah, that's fantastic.
Ooh, Cher.
This year's World Cup tournament isn't going to be much of a party. It's going down in the Middle Eastern nation of, is it Qatar or Qatar? Do they still call it Qatar?
I've heard Qatar, yeah.
Well, some strict rules are going to be enforced. For starters, sex is banned. Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like Leesburg.
unless you're married.
That's right.
Extramarital
Sometimes
sex.
Not even then, Mike.
It's a crime. It's banned in Leesburg, Virginia, also.
And yet they keep building.
He's wound up today, is he not?
I love him.
My God. Isn't it great? We almost lost him a month ago, and now look at him. Extramarital sex is a crime in Qatar, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. Drinking and partying also prohibited. A so-called insider, who knows who that is, says, quote, there is a feeling this could be a very bad tournament indeed for fans. The World Cup tournament kicks off in November. Now, I wonder if they actually will hassle people from out of the country. Visitors.
The sad thing is that hearing that and knowing that they've already turned down the D.C. Baltimore Cityplex to bring the World Cup here, they don't ban drinking and partying or screwing in Baltimore.
Awesome. No.
It's allowed.
Did you hear the bid for the World Cup in D.C. that got turned down? Boston won, Miami, Los Angeles, all the right cities.
Right.
New York, New Jersey. Their pitch was, all the events were going to be in D.C., but the games would be in Baltimore.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Who the F wants to do that?
Really? Exactly.
And also,
they wonder why they didn't get it.
They were going to modernize the game where you played it on a baseball diamond because it was going to be Camden Yards.
You know, I really do believe that, you know, hi, World Cup Committee. See, all the years in the Washington, D.C. area and the D.C. Baltimore, we've catered to wealthy owners that wanted us to build stadiums mm-hmm. to them exactly the way they wanted. And it's really kind of a cluster F. And all of our owners have always been kind of milk the fans for all they can get. Yeah. It's just not cool.
Well, you heard the Commanders, Centerville? No, Woodbridge location.
Woodbridge location.
That's on hold now.
Yeah, they're not going to do it there. Yeah, it's a goat F.
I don't understand why.
The last thing old Danny Boy Snyder should be thinking about right now is a new stadium. He's got his own issues to deal with, right?
Yeah.
Before they move forward. We'll see what happens about that, please. So when Martha Stewart decided to launch her new iHeartRadio podcast, the Martha Stewart Podcast, good name for it.
Clever.
The lifestyle expert knew her close friend would make an excellent guest. That close friend, of course, Snoop.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg. He's always been close to her. They have a good relationship. The question they are going to ask is whether or not Snoop is smoking. And Martha said in a clip, can you tell me how many of those special cigarettes you smoke a day, do you think? Snoop replied, it depends. When I'm shooting television, maybe about 15 a day. But when I'm making music, probably about 25. And the thing is, when I'm with Martha, she's the secondhand queen. I make sure she gets all the secondhand smoke.
Wow.
Yeah, we gasped too. While Martha said she isn't one to participate in Snoop's habit, her response, provided that she's not one to judge, she said, "That is the only time I get that fabulous secondhand smoke. And I must tell you, it makes me feel really good. And it does not disturb my concentration. In fact, I think it makes it blah, blah, blah."
I have a serious question.
It also ruined my Lingonberry crullers.
There we
is
are.
Is it our lens or the country's? I think that Snoop and Martha Stewart smoking weed together was such a big deal 10 years ago.
I think it was.
And now you're like... Everybody
now it's forced. Weed. Now it's like, but now it's also, yeah, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tired joke.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, now that there's dab grass, man. It is. And, you know, good luck to her. And she's keep on hanging on. WWE wrestler, whatever that means, John Cena is being honored by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good guy. Yeah.
Granting a landmark number of wishes. The 45-year-old marked more than 650 wishes, more than any other celebrity in history. According to Make-A-Wish and WWE, John Cena granted his first wish in 2004. He says, "I just drop everything. If I can offer a fantastic experience, I'll be first in line to do my part." Known for that. Great to be known for it. Yeah. Great to see him get the credit. Make-A-Wish says he's the most requested celebrity. Maybe I'll have to request
yes.
it. By Wish Kids.
This is
so that's good.
John Cena is a good guy. If his reality show wife and what is it? WWE superstar Bella. Was it Nicole Bella? Which one? Nikki Bella?
Nikki Bella, I think.
I watched it because my wife watched the reality show when it was viable and popular. And you saw their breakup. And I sat there and I was like, man, I feel bad. John Cena didn't come off like the villain.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he chose his career over marriage.
Yeah, but you also don't know when a guy's doing all that super nice stuff.
Yes.
You don't know what happens behind the curtain. You really don't know what's going on there. So, yeah, it's interesting to see that.
I do know
this,
that next to Disney, the Disney Corporation, he has granted more Make-A-Wishes than any other entity.
I think he's the real deal.
Doesn't publicize it. At all.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he's probably a little annoyed that Make-A-Wish put this out because
he was accepting of it and he commemorated it.
He doesn't like to be credited for it. He does it. I've always
very cool.
Very much admired him.
There is an anonymous man. I want to see what side you line up on with these two. An anonymous man has admitted to stealing his neighbor's garden gnome from their front lawn because it was terrifying his 5-year-old son. The man explained in a Reddit post that his neighbor Cindy has a large front garden and uses part of it for a gnome village where she has several garden gnomes on display. You've seen those
all over
the place. But after she recently added a new gnome for her collection, the man's son has developed a fear of the garden statues and now refuses to play in his own garden because he's terrified of the ornament. The man insisted he spoke to Cindy about removing the gnome, but she refused. So he took matters into his own hands. No, I'm on Team Cindy.
Yeah.
Put your yard. You want your yard display? It's not anything over the top.
You're right.
Let her keep her garden gnomes.
Yeah.
You deal with your son's fear. You don't do. Oh, he's really upset. I'd say go scratch. It's a garden gnome.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do you line up on this, Oscar?
Well, I don't really have a yard, but if I had a yard and I had to stare at somebody's gnome.
We're going to get to your yard in a second.
And my kid was scared.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, who has the time to even walk across the street?
Well, what about that time? There was that weekend. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
I don't know what that means, by the way.
I mean, it's just like, who?
I just don't think it's appropriate.
I grew up in a household that you didn't share your emotions. You just didn't say anything, right?
Yeah.
Let alone what the neighbor was doing.
It's a soft overreaction by a parent.
Yeah. About three years ago, Oscar paid Adrian to stand out in front of his house.
Yes.
For a while, because he didn't want to have a gnome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's okay.
My neighbors across the street, they have a lovely garden decorated with Pennywise. It's wonderful. Yeah. You know? I've got something in my throat. Hold on.
We all float down here. Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Oh.
It's a big one.
It's a video day.
Oh, my God. Wow. Man.
Get any on you?
And now a little something, something in a recent video. It's great when this happens in the kicker. In a recent video on the Euro channel on YouTube, Dr. Stefan Buntrock, a urologist and sexologist, clears up some questions and misconceptions surrounding the size of your thing.
Okay.
And he also offers instructions how to measure your thing accurately, starting with, do you do it while you are in a state of passivity or excitement? He says preferably both. Also, with the phenomenon of growers... What's that?
Preferably. He has a preference.
He said preferably both.
Yeah.
Also, with the phenomenon of growers and showers... Excuse me a second, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What is going on with him?
Well, he saw the subject matter, and he's choking up.
Well, preferably, he shouldn't do this.
Poor Carla.
Oh, dear.
Jesus.
Well, have a big weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less, and take care of the instrument.
Hey, you know what it is? The cigarette.
God. Damn.
It's the cigarette.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Hi, John Cena. We have a gentleman who'd like to see you just for a visit.
However, the full size, the excited size, you can estimate it by stretching the non-excited size.
So weird.
This really sucks ass that I'm trying to do this, and this is happening during my kicker. I get through the whole news, and it's the kicker that's doing this. So anyway, now he tells you how to do it. All right, so here we go. This is done standing with your thing parallel to the floor. So I guess you pull
you
it out
to.
A little bit.
Yeah.
At an angle of 90 degrees, if done correctly, the stretched length comes pretty close to the excited length.
Mm.
Sounds painful.
But it is necessary to apply a certain force. This is all according to the doctor. I'm not saying this. Another common question is, where exactly should you start measuring from and on which size? Dr. Buntrock explains that you should measure starting from the base to the tip on the top side or the dorsal side. God.
Oh, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Of the penis. Body composition is a confounder, he adds. The more body fat, the smaller it appears. Therefore, I prefer to measure from the pubic bone. He also recommends using a tape measure rather than a rigid ruler due to the slight curvature of the, Schwanstucker.
Yes, of course.
Because I do exhaustive research on this show, I tried this method, but I was unable to get an accurate reading.
Why?
Why?
I had tears in my eyes. That's my little joke. See, it's so little. It's so little that I had tears. It's got small. After all that hacking and coughing.
Don't make the mistake I made.
What's that?
I measured it with a compass. Pointy.
I don't know why that's funny. Oscar, technology. Used a laser pointer. We'll be right back.
Take the hair right off.
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will you?
We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight. Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara bonus show is like a private members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell Cook, this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS bonus show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
What about my asthma? I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara bonus show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled, too!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I am not a monster, but there are certain things that I am very particular about. For example, don't mess with my morning routine. I know what I like, and everything I like involves the amazing products from Harry's. I use it all. Every morning. Razor, face wash, body wash, the best shave gel I've ever put on my
face.
And blades that stay so sharp so long, I swear you won't know when to change them. I think they're getting better, too.
Yeah.
Didn't think they could, but I think they're getting better.
Such an array of body wash now.
Everything. Oh, man, all the different. I like fig. I still like fig.
Triple OG.
For your face.
First-time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3. at harrys.com/TMOS. That includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. That's a $13 value, all for just $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I can't believe they bested my original Harry's handle. It feels so good in your hand. You can't wait to shave again and again and again. I am not a monster. I just have impeccable taste. Remember, new look, same incredible offer.
Yes.
There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com/TMOS. So before the show, our own Oscar Santana played a little show and tell,
yes,
a little visual aid. And I said, what the hell is that? And Oscar informed me that that is known as the rat cam.
Yes.
This is underneath your home, right?
No, Mike, that's, remember there's an alley, little alleyway in between
a sallyway
in between our two small town homes in Georgetown. I own one of them.
That is so creepy, Oscar.
Yes. My wife informed me that she had seen a disturbance of earth in the sallyway, which is, dark and cold. And I said,
sure,
you gotta, come on. This, she goes, no, please go look. So I go there, and there's a hole in the sallyway on my side of the property that is leading underneath the subfloor, which I don't have, the floor of my home.
It's not subterranean.
It's not subterranean. It is subterranean. There's a hole. Imagine the size of a softball.
Okay.
That is it's on the side of my house, and there's been dirt kicked up because some sort of critter has gotten underneath the house.
Right.
So they dug under your foundation?
Correct. And remember, I don't have a subfloor. It's just that old wood from the 1800s.
Yeah, above, like, what, about 4 inches above the dirt?
Correct. So.
Do your feet freeze in the wintertime, by the way, when you're on that floor? Is it cold in your home?
Yes, it's cold.
It is. A little okay, bit, Mike. Just a little like Larry King.
My,
do your feet get cold? I would imagine with no insulation on the floor, does it make them, your toes get numb?
Like in the wintertime?
I am looking at look, I don't know what the perspective is, but I tell you, this is a big ass rat.
We have, we have a nest security, we have a ring of security, and whatever you want to call it. I put it right at the gate where I know the hole is. Because this is my concern. I thought it was a possum or a bunch of raccoons.
A man who needed rehoming.
Or a monitor lizard. Who knew? I wanted to find out what it was.
Oh, there's a second one where you got it going in the hole.
There's a total of 9 different rats that I've captured on video.
How do you know they're all different?
They're fat, skinny, medium.
I like the medium guy.
All right, let me ask you a question. I mean, and I'm sorry we're not showing the video to
We'll share it on the Michael Myers Show fan club.
All right, we'll share this on the fan club.
And the Big Dog Michael Myers Show on Facebook.
So when I see this rat taking a right hand turn and going, is that your foundation?
That is my foundation.
Oh, God, Oscar, that's so horrible.
Yeah.
You got to get an exterminator, man.
So
you
we
gotta
call
get
Terminex. No show. We call, what's the other outfit everyone goes to?
Orkin,
no show. Call Terminex back again. This is the bit.
Do you have Hewlett?
Don't have Hewlett.
You gotta get Hewlett. Hewlett's the dwarf.
I know, no, I don't know enough about
or the
Hewlett.
Little person.
Mike, what about the video of the rat checking out the camera?
Isn't that amazing? He comes right up to it.
Because he's like, what is this?
He's the vainest rat.
Yeah, he's always checking himself out.
Yes, that's beauty rat.
So creepy.
And
that is so
nasty. Is a skeeve a bad word? I don't know if you can say that anymore.
I think we can probably slide on skeeve.
My wife is fully skeeved out by these rats.
I cannot. I would be. Oh my God! Horrible.
They nibble
at
your toes.
Let's pull the
when
curtain back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For some time, because I sometimes sleep on the couch, I've heard me like squeak, 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 squeak.
You don't have 9. You got 50 down there.
Yeah.
If you see these and you hear a few of them,
I've heard. In passing, this happened, and I don't bring it up to my wife because we still can't find someone to work on our house, so I don't want to make a big deal, a mountain out of a rat hill.
Yeah,
right? So people just don't, in the District of Columbia, in D.C., our nation's capital, you can't get exterminators to come out?
Well, I was shocked by this as well. And this is what we got. When did you put this request in? My wife said, after midnight last night when we were watching the camera and we realized definitely rats.
Right.
And she goes, well, the person that's in charge of your location should check their schedule. So if you if your window was from 8 to 10, he should show up. Like, it's this weird thing of maybe he has the paperwork, maybe they know.
Did you actually make contact, or did they just call back and then say there's a guy for your
Shannon
area?
Shannon booked it online.
Okay, it was booked online.
Then she called to confirm that someone was going to show, because we have to come to work.
They say that when Letterman took over the Ed Sullivan Theater, when he started his show on CBS, there were so many rats in the subfloor of the Sullivan Theater. That's in the middle of Broadway.
Right.
That if you were quiet, you could hear them under the floor moving. Not squeaking, just moving.
Yeah.
So if you see nine rats, you've probably got 50.
And they're at, and they're
what
active,
is attracting
baby.
Them to that part? Why under your subfloor?
They
is
love
there...
podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. The insulation in my
house bring
is
the
so
thing
great.
Up again,
it's perfect for a rat cast.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Rat cast.
How horrible.
Yeah. So
oh my god.
I've seen two, I've, you know, I like to show people around around town this video and remind
it's
them.
It's a stunning video. It really is.
It's great.
Amazing.
And remind them that this is the world we live in.
Do you have any neighbors on your street that have basements?
Yes.
Okay. So
the wealthy one.
So you're not just the one with the, because I'm thinking the thing about rats, if you get rid of them, they just go somewhere else.
Yes.
So roaches are the same way. So you almost need to make an agreement with your neighbors on either side saying, hey, are you dealing with this too?
Any because confirmation on an appearance from an exterminator today?
Yeah, so he showed up last night.
He did?
Yeah.
And he came
said,
at night.
He said, well, he didn't show up in the window. They said they were going to come. It was like, 6:30 p.m. Like, I'm here. Where are you guys? And Shannon was like, the window was 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Like, what happened?
Yeah, he only missed it by
so
8
we'll
hours.
We'll take him. He said that he can gas them out.
You got to leave the house.
Well, I said, Shannon, you can't have the dog there and people. And then this is the line this guy gave Shannon. And this is when I was like, this guy sounds like the Righteous Gemstone, like Orkin Man.
The grifter of exterminators says, right here.
Baby Billy Orkin.
I live by one code, ma'am. I don't hurt humans or pets. And that's what I live by.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to come home tomorrow, and it's going to look like the house in E.T. with all the plastic over it. Tented.
No, but I mean, I hate what Oscar's bringing up. This is like you immediately add an element of dishonesty just by your grandiose statement. You know, and that's like the guy in Arachnophobia.
I was going to say John Goodman in Arachnophobia.
Right?
Yeah,
right. There's no run of the mill thing, man. Boy, I swear to God. Oh, I thought of something else. Tomorrow's show. I'm sorry.
All right.
How are you going to proceed with this?
So I see the guy throw the little hose down there. Shannon takes the dog for a long walk because I was very adamant about not being in the house when this thing was, you know, put down. You see the rats scurrying out when the gas goes in. And then I'm like, okay, wow. Like that really
did
worked.
You ask him what kind of poison gas it was?
Didn't even ask about it.
I would have been so into it.
Then around 3 a.m., I get boop, boop on my phone because I still had the rat cam. And my wife doesn't know this.
Okay.
And then you see this little pudgy effing rat. Like, be like, oh, I guess we're in the clear. And then he goes back in.
Oh,
and then,
through the hole? Same hole?
Same hole. Because we can't get a mason out. I don't even know where to find one to patch the hole in the brick.
Could you stack something in front of it?
It's just, it's a whole thing. I just need some flex tape.
It's like some sort of weird, like, protest where they fire the tear gas and then the protesters
back,
disperse and then they come
right back.
So it does nothing. There's no lingering effect of
I called and I
poison?
Said, hey, this morning, hey, I'm looking at my camera and you guys are just out. They're like, we can come on Friday. And I'm like, oh.
God, that's horrible.
Because if I block off the hole and they're still in there, then they're just going to die and smell up my house.
That's true.
This is true.
You know?
You got to probably gas them, get them all out of there, and then patch
them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How many did you see come out? Or did you?
I saw four come out.
Oh, there's more than
I
that.
I said, please count eight, because I don't need anything to smell up the joint.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, it's not for you, you young bucks out there and young fillies that are thinking of buying a house even with these high interest rates. Don't buy in the city.
No.
The dream is a farce.
You are so sad. That is the small house with the rat problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminds me of the sweaty ball sketch, you know? I have an extensive rat problem, you know? Oscar's living that dream. We'll take a break.
I've seen his house. I frankly can't believe he can home that many rats.
Hey, Rob Mobbers, we're going to talk to Rob about his scan when we come back.
I need a magician.
I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine.
At one time, the only place to see a quality magic show was a Las Vegas casino. Now, with just a phone call, you can have fabulous illusions performed in your home. It's the magic duo of the century.
Siegfried and Rob.
From Munich, Germany and Leesburg, Virginia, Siegfried and Rob are leaving audiences mesmerized.
Magician.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I was just excited that they wanted me to perform.
For more TMOS magic, do all your shopping through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center by clicking the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and watch your items magically appear on your doorstep.
It's magic.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I have a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick, they're easy, and I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to Sunday.com, GetSunday.com, sorry about that. Put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it, I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. So we were giving Rob a hard time because he posted that he was waiting yesterday to get his MRI,
right,
for the what Rob has said himself is kind of the definitive last word,
the last step
on the state of your liver.
Right,
you look good. You tell us you're feeling
feel good.
Good,
yeah.
It's the shirt or it's something, but you have a bit of a glow, so you seem like you're very healthy.
I got a little bit of sun.
He's tanned.
Yeah, a little
bit. How did you get sun?
Well, no, I went to the pool, remember, a week ago. So, I mean, I got a little sun. I've been outside. I walk, and, you know.
This guy's living his best life.
You get a little bit of sun.
Absolutely. Man. So, you were, but you posted about waiting to get your MRI at the center. If anybody recognizes me, I'll give them some crap like that that you put online. And then.
Julia likes that joke. It's the no bummer summer.
Oh, the new bummer summer. Yeah. So, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. And then. I thought, well, maybe you'll post something else to let people know you had your scan and it went well, or at least you got finished.
Right.
And then nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Because
what is the deal?
Because I wasn't bored anymore. I was done and I was out of there. When you're in the waiting room, you're trying
to forget
time.
Everybody that you left hanging, myself included.
Well, here's the deal.
Why is that so selfish?
It's not selfish. It's
it's selfish. Totally selfish.
There's really nothing to report except that it was done. It was the third attempt.
Well, you get the results and then
eventually,
they send them
to my doctor, and then he'll analyze them.
When is he going to have them by?
They said a day or two that he should have them.
Okay.
Call BS on the not you. We can get an email instantly.
Right.
Almost instantly. How come they can't send a file to your doctor?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I agree. You know? I agree.
Well, they're covering
with the
their
results.
Ass. They're covering their ass. He probably has them now, but I didn't hear. I haven't heard from him yet. But
did you call him?
No, I haven't called him yet because if I called him, it would have been first thing this morning. I'll email him this evening and let him know that they're there.
Okay.
This guy. Mr. Proactive.
God. When are we ever going to be able to help you? Don't you want to know the final chapter of the, or maybe you don't.
Are you afraid? More than you know. As a matter of fact, there is a little bit of fear attached to it because this is the last.
I understand.
This is the last thing. This is the final thing.
Or is it the last thing? Like, may this close the chapter on all the tension you've been getting.
No, it's not that at all. It's, I do feel that
the way you make it worse than it is. It's not, I don't even agree with that. I don't agree with you think he's doing this for attention.
It's been an all Rob summer.
It's been an all Rob summer.
It's not even summer yet.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an all Rob spring and winter.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is
the year of Rob with two B's.
Remember the second MRI was canceled because they couldn't get approval on whether or not I could have it with contrast.
I'm not. We're past that.
Yeah, we don't care.
Okay, so I got in to get the third one. You got your MRI. Yeah,
and
but
did
they
you get
didn't.
The,
no, they didn't do contrast. So the whole reschedule thing was BS. Mm. So and I got the same nurse. And I'd never.
Well, they can't give you the best scan without the contrast.
But they need to know there's some scarring on the liver to have insurance improve the contrast. It's so.
Just, so does that mean if they see that with this MRI,
then they'll do another one? Yeah.
So there, you have just described what is technically the failure of our healthcare system.
100%
system on trial.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
So I'm pretty sure that they'll. I mean, obviously,
so
there's something
going
on.
If they see something that looks hinky, he's going to send you back for a contrast MRI.
Precisely. But insurance won't cover it until they see it. However, I've been diagnosed with a cirrhotic liver, which means by definition, they're scarring on it. So that's why the whole thing is screwed up.
You couldn't pound like a grape Gatorade and then get some contrast?
No, I was a lot
of
lollipops.
The Griblies that are in that. That's funny. So you're left to kind of hang and stuff like that?
Kind of hang and then we'll see, yeah. And I also did blood work yesterday, so hopefully I'll hear from that in the next day or so about where I am as far as...
All right, here's the difference between you and me and Oscar, all right? Hopefully I'll hear in a day or... No. You have to be your own advocate.
Yes.
You have to go out of your mind blowing them up.
But if they say it's going to be, if it's going to be a day or so,
if they say,
give them a day or so.
If they say it's going to be a day or so, you say, what do you mean a day or so? Is that 24 hours or 72 hours? Can you give me a time that someone will get back to me? This is my life that we're talking about here. This is a life and death matter. Do you understand that, Rob? You don't let them get away with a day or so. They don't. You don't. You get there. And I swear to God, that's not fair to you.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Well,
it pisses me off, too. A day or so, or they might, or they wait. No, this is not do I have psoriasis.
Yeah.
This is whether or not you are going to have to go back and get a contrast scan because there's some enough damage on your liver that they need to look. This is get her done.
I appreciate it. I understand. And
I'm scared too.
And you know what? Fear is not what's preventing me from finding out the results. There is some fear attached to it. I really want to know.
You're afraid. I think you have been diligent
like
in doctor's appointments. What I'm saying is this is kind of new. I've been through a lot more health shite stuff than you have been. There are more layers in the medical system between, first of all, the insurance company. I would have screamed at them. I mean, you're telling me that you are now going to have your company absorb the cost of two of the most expensive exams you can get because you have some silly antiquated. Wouldn't have accepted that. That's just ridiculous.
Also,
I see your frustration,
and I'm sure listeners feel your frustration.
Yeah.
And we're not mad at you. We're saying that.
Thank you, Oscar.
No, I just want to be clear. We've been through this enough, and I'll give you my father had an MRI the time he had an accident.
Right? I remember.
This is just 4 months ago.
Not long ago.
They said a couple days. So I tell my sister a couple days. So I've been in your shoes.
Yeah.
And she said, BS, drive back to Montgomery General, get the disc now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did. Yeah. Not knowing, I said, hey, my sister probably called. They're like, yeah, sorry, here's the disc.
That's your insurance. That is your property that you paid a lot of money for with a deductible and, well, your insurance company, but that's your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's your insurance that paid for that. So that's on record. And as far as, is this going to be your general practitioner or is this going to be your liver guy?
Jeff.
This is actually the general practitioner. Kevin ordered the MRI originally, and then he will copy it to the liver guy that is at
the specialist
at Georgetown. Yeah.
Well, call your friend. It'll be an easier call to make. Say, hey, I am on pins and needles here, and I need to know. Because it's just, you know, this is closure. I think you're going to be okay. I am optimistic.
I have a great
feeling. Simply because of how you look and how you've, how you've changed your lifestyle, and we love you, and I'm mad. I feel like your father that I want to call them and go, just this guy's been waiting and dicked around by his insurance company. It's so frustrating.
This Cody, MRI should have been 6 weeks. It should have been 6 weeks ago that they had this done. And that's the thing that's the most frustrating.
Silly.
You do feel beat down, though.
I mean, you're not, the liver guy gave you a, you know, we'll see in 6 months. So you're not in dire straits like you were.
No, they just want to know where we're at. We want to know where we're at.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's another thing is that you do, after they continually make things tough on you, and as if, you know, cheating death isn't hard enough anyway, you feel beat down sometimes by the system.
Absolutely.
You do.
It's horrible.
It is.
It's horrible, and it's always the middlemen and the HMOs and the insurance companies. Yes, Oscar.
Pony, how do you feel about this? What feeling do you have about this?
You know, I think between insurance problems and all the issues I've had to deal with before, I totally get where you're coming from. But, you know, I think... gosh, I don't know. I could go either way on the final outcome.
Good answer,
here.
Pony. Thanks for your
way
help.
Way to commit. Yeah. Way to commit. That's good. Good time for
Mike, that's what we call putting a button on the
bit. It's 50-50.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Johnny Acertavio. All right. Very good. We appreciate it. We'll take a break. And then we've got
now
us.
I am mad.
Now we've got it's sound 50, down.
50. He doesn't look that
yeah,
good.
We yell at you. You can yell at him. That's the way it works. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Michael Cooper Show.
KDKA Pittsburgh, that's Jim Amato.
The one, the only, the extraordinarily talented Jim Amato.
Should have dumped you in Pittsburgh.
Ladies, Jim is an attractive man.
Who knew you come to Pittsburgh and meet a celebrity?
The lovely Jim Amato.
Jim.
Jim Amato in the greatest role of his life.
I'm going to make sure that you get in big trouble. Look how they massacred my boy.
Dave.
Take it from Pittsburgh's P1 pretty boy, Jim Amato. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is the best way to support TMOS.
A yearly subscription is just pennies a day, and it's easy to get. Just click that banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Because Amato rhymes with tomato.
We'll see you in downtown.
We love you, Jim.
I actually don't care at all.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know
what
I just played.
Do you ever feel like you're unsatisfied with what you have? You want more? More is better. More is fun. More is the best thing to have. So, dear friends, why be content? Best Fiends always satisfies your need for more. More puzzles, more fun. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and new characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time. Plus, there are tons of fun events where you can win huge,
huge
in-game rewards with thousands of, by the way, that's the way Dean Martin used to pronounce it. Oh, no, Frank did it. I'm going to have a little reward. thousands of levels. You literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. And once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere, even without an internet's connections. It remains Mr. Spiewak's go-to game. He can't put it down. Rob, what level are you at now currently, sir?
I actually played it when I was waiting to get my MRI. I'm at level 6,012. It's called Buzzy Corner.
Ooh.
Mind-numbing. Mind-numbing.
6102.
Fantastic. Download Best Fiends free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends. And now hit the Soundtown music, please, guys.
Soundtown.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
We missed a couple things while we were away over the weekend, including President Joe Biden taking a spill off his bike in Rehoboth Beach. Yes, it was scary.
Yep.
Now, he turns out he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he's fine.
I saw the video. He touched the strap. Look, I am somebody who said on this show, it's either the bonus show, if you didn't hear it on the regular show, I said the Democratic Party's got to have a conversation
yes
about his age. They do.
Mm-hmm.
He's not He's not somebody at the age, although the schedule he keeps is stunning. Mm-hmm. I think you have to think about the guy's fastball. But when I saw this, and they love it, God, the opposition loves it when he takes a tumble. He put his foot on a bicycle that has one of those horrible little straps.
Like a cup that you put your foot in,
I don't have those,
right?
On my bike, but I swear to God, well, I can see.
It's the click. Shoes, like the cycling.
They become part of
cycling shoes.
Yep. I've fallen with those on.
You take a tumble on them, and he's slowing down. Yeah. He's got paparazzi and people all over the place.
How about you clear the way? Let the man bike on peace.
He's the most powerful man in the world. But anyway, Mike, you know it wouldn't be proper without a parody record about it. Bicycle, bicycle,
bicycle. Joe Biden fell off his bicycle. I'm glad that he's all right. If Joe still wants to pedal around, I think that he may need a try.
So there you go.
I couldn't blow it up.
Okay. Every now and then they do it. Are you a Chris Hemsworth fan?
Of course.
Let him do me.
He has a most interest. Well,
I'd watch.
I would. I'd videotape. There is a most interesting
happy
fact.
Happy day back for the long weekend, everybody.
Father's Day. Hemsworth. He got into acting because he was bored with his current job. And you're not going to guess what his first job was.
Okay.
It's very surprising.
I used to fix and repair and clean breast pumps and milk extractors. I just remember being really bored, and I used to kind of think about what I wanted to do, which was act and all the other exciting things I wanted to sort of journey into. Boredom is kind of a good space to do some solid thinking, and I did plenty of that.
So he got tired of fixing the breast pumps, and he decided to become an actor.
I like the way he says spice. Hey, Oscar, that spice under your house is loaded with rats. Mm. Dirty, nasty vermin. That's horrible. Hope you get that spice cleaned up. With your race.
Spice.
Hello to Canada. We're watching you.
Ooh.
Did you know there is a mustard shortage in Canada?
No. I had no idea, but nothing surprises me.
There is a mustard shortage, and they take the time to insult American mustard.
Uh-oh.
Well, I say, F you.
I think a lot of people in Montreal are big fans of Dijon mustard. And frankly, the American version is appalling.
French is appalling. You should love it if it's French, Canada.
Well, no, I mean, I think we've got French. Golden's.
Yeah, Golden's
we've
is great.
We've got Golden's, which is spicy. You
a
know?
Little bit,
I
yeah.
Mean, why not?
I don't know. So you know what? We're watching you. And good luck with you know what? You'll be crying for American mustard sooner
I
or later.
Would love you to tone down. Now that you've cheated death and we say it the second time in the show, I would love you to soften your opinion towards our brothers.
Never. I've redoubled my efforts.
Oh, it's sad. So sad for me.
No, Mike,
did
you know that 95% of the Canadian population lives within 16 feet of the border?
I know, and they're ready to attack, Robert.
At any time.
I thought they were mass there.
They've got their old muskets that are loaded with mustard. And that's where it all went.
They're going to shoot. Yeah, and we're all going to be wearing our blue shirts that day.
Now, Mike, we'll close with this. Everyone is sad about the economy's sad, right?
Sad, isn't it?
Whoa, do your feet get cold?
Yeah, you feel that inflation when you're standing on your cold floor?
Well, there is. There is one bright side to the economy that should make things a little better.
Now, on the bright side with the economy, that guy at the office who will never stop talking about crypto has stopped talking about crypto.
So there's that, which is nice.
So true.
That's all I got.
That's it, everybody. We got to get out of here. We'll have a rat update tomorrow and maybe an update on Rob. We'll never, we'll see what happens with that. Also, speaking of medicine, Rob's wife is the other spiewag.
Yeah. Currently.
Having some right now?
Currently under the knife, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, it'll be a full show tomorrow. I can't wait. I hope you'll come back and join us, ladies and gentlemen. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our producer, Pony Boy, other side of the fence, Bloom.
Woo.
I can go either way. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Who cares?
Nobody gives a crap.
I see death.